Hi, I'm Neil Ronahan, and welcome to Newscast episode 46. I'm going to be your host for these proceedings, and with me, as per usual, Zachary Miller.
Hi.
Nathan Mustafa.
Hi.
And Drew MG.
Well, that's not my name, but it'll
suffice. Do you want us to call you Drew?
Let's not do this again, shall we?
How about Jesus?
Jesus? How about Jesus?
He does have a...
Hola.
Okay.
Yo quiero Jesus.
All right.
Beautiful.
So, on this episode of Newscast, we're going to talk about the Nintendo 3DS, which I received last week and have been playing furiously, as evidenced by all the bullshit that I've been writing on the website.
We must let the people know.
So, do you guys have anything that you would like to know about the 3DS? Any pressing questions?
When will there be a game I want to play on it?
It's kind of funny because I would say that there's, like, so far the games that I've reviewed, there's more on the way at this point. We're recording this on Tuesday. So far I've written 4 or 5 game reviews, if you count Face Raiders as a game review. I've been, for the most part, kind of impressed with all the games, but they all seem kind of niche in their own way. Like, there's no killer app outside of Face Raiders, which wouldn't even be like a full price game. It would be like a killer downloadable title, because Face Raiders is cool as hell.
Well, there's
Super Street Fighter 4.
But
I would even still call Super Street Fighter 4 like kind of a niche title, because it's a fighting game. Yeah,
true.
It's a broad fighting game, but that there are people that play fighting games and they're super hardcore about it. That's not like Super Mario Brothers.
Sure.
And, like, you know, Pilot Wings, I would say, is maybe more of a broad title. But even that still has its niches. It's kind of a flight sim. And then, okay, LEGO Star Wars is kind of broad, but it's just another LEGO game. And, you know, Ghost Recon is surprisingly pretty damn good, but that's a real-time strategy, or a turn-based strategy game.
Yeah.
So
it's turn-based? I thought it was
that's its own niche.
I thought the Ghost Recon games were first-person.
Well, no, it's made by... What's a Gollop? He worked on XCOM, and it's basically like Fire Emblem or Advance Wars, but made by Ubisoft with a little bit of a, you know, militaristic vibe.
Huh. That's interesting.
I'm interested in that, in this kind of game, but you just would think they do a little better job on a launch title's visuals. You know,
well, it's because, like, it used to be a DS game.
I understand.
And it was just basically,
like,
delayed to 3DS.
I understand, but just...
I don't think it looks bad.
It looks gross to me. I mean, I guess I'm not seeing it in person, but...
Yeah.
Still, I mean...
I mean, Ubisoft is notorious for just having terrible marketing for certain games. Like, I remember how that Prince of Persia DS game, which actually looked pretty good in motion, they just sent out one screenshot that was just complete ass, and that was all we had to go on before the game came out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
what,
Ubisoft
is notorious for this. It's like people still don't really know a goddamn thing about Rayman 3D, and it's, you know, the system's coming out in 5 days.
The kind of game that I'd like to play on 3DS is like Kirby Canvas Curse. I still don't understand why we don't have another one of those yet. I thought I had lost my copy of that game. I was kind of pissed about it. I've been meaning to kind of like start over and replay it, and I just found my copy of it the other day, so... I think I may have to put that in the 3DS when I get it and play it on the ugly zoomed in or zoomed out version. Yeah, because that's what one thing you were talking about before is when you play an old DS game in this new fancy toy, it don't look so good as
I
understand.
It kind of looks like shit.
Yeah.
So basically what it does is, because the resolution of the screens are different, obviously the 3D screen is widescreen as opposed to the normal DS resolution. But even still, the touch screen is different. And what it'll do when you put in a DS game is it'll, by default, go to where it fills up the entire touch screen and then displays it at the same resolution on the top 3D screen. So basically the sides are cut off. But in doing so, it's not exactly the same ratio. So everything's kind of stretched out and looks weird. Like, I was playing Pokemon on it. And, okay, you know, it's functional, but everything just looks off. And I couldn't really put my finger on it at first until I realized that, wait a minute, this is like everything's kind of blown up a little bit and, you know, stretched out weirdly. It reminds me of playing a Game Boy game on the Game Boy Advance where, like, you could, you know, hit the shoulder buttons to make
it go.
And
it looked kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just kind of stretch it out. Like, it's totally playable. It's not really a deal breaker, but it just looks funny. But what you can do is you can get it so it displays, you know, like, at the, I guess, the natural resolution. But then you're using so little of the screen, it just looks ridiculous. Like, I mean, I don't really have a comparison for how big the screen is. I want to say maybe it's closer to how the original DS is as opposed to, like, the DSi and DSi XL. But these screens on the 3DS are bigger. So it just, like, looks kind of goofy when you're only using, like, such a small amount of the screen to play a DS game. I mean, I'm at the point right now where this might change as time goes on, but there's no way in hell I'm getting rid of my DSi anytime soon because that's still how I want to play DS games.
Yeah, I'm going to be the same way.
Yeah, I'm definitely hanging on to my XL.
Yeah, I mean, you got the fucking huge, so that's cool.
Yeah, and it's great because it's the same version. It's the same resolution. And actually, yeah, it does kind of look like a netbook.
Yeah.
But I just keep it in my bag, so it's not a big deal. Not my man purse. I don't own one of those. So.
It's
my backpack.
It's not a purse. It's European.
Right. But I'm not European. That's okay.
You know, Neil, one of the things that we had talked about previously, I think Zach mentioned it, and I think both of us heard about it on the Player One podcast, was the concern that, you know, looking back and forth between the 2D screen and the 3D screen would strain your eyes after a while. You have to continually readjust to the 3D effect. Have you found that to be the case?
Not really. I have done kind of tests where, like, I've played the 3D while driving in a car, while riding in a car. And also, like, when, like, watching TV. And I did notice that, like, you know, like, sitting on the couch watching TV while playing 3DS, like, I have to turn the 3D off or else I just get a headache because I'm kind of darting back between seeing what's on TV and what's on the game. And that's kind of what I expected. Surprisingly, I mean, not that usually I get motion sick a little bit if I'm playing DS in a moving car or, like, a moving vehicle. And I had that same feeling that I do when I play a portable game in the car, 3D or not. So that the 3D doesn't really seem to add to that problem more.
Okay.
I know, like, when you're moving the system around, like, if there's anything that uses a gyro sensor or, for example, face raiders, like, it's pointless to use the 3D because you're just going to get yourself sick and like, you're just going to lose the view of the 3D. Like, I have a friend who I got him to play face raiders and he was just like, well, fuck this. This sucks because he was moving it around with the 3D on and he just, you know, felt sick. But as far as darting between the top screen being in 3D and the bottom screen, I haven't run into too many issues with that. Although, truth be told, I don't know how many of the games that I've been playing have really used, like, where you have to be switching between both of them.
Sure, sure.
Or at least like, at a fast rate where it would hurt your eyes.
Well,
you know, Ghost Recon, you're kind of looking back and forth for different information. For Pilot Wings, you can look down at the map, but even that's kind of just like, okay, I need to go there. Like, in those instances, I haven't run into any problems, but because I haven't really played a game that's, like, something, I guess, like, The World Ends With You, where it's intense and you need to focus on both,
would
probably fuck with your head a little
bit.
That
really would.
But I don't think there's a game on the system yet, if there ever will be, that's done that, so.
Well, I finally got a chance to look at the system hands-on this last weekend. I was up in Mall of America, Best Buy.
Nice.
And they had
Dude, Mall of America.
Yeah, it was a blast. I had a good weekend.
Isn't there a Cheerios store there?
Dude, they have a theme park there.
Did not see a Cheerios
store.
Dude, a Pop
Tart
store
opened
have
in New York City.
We got,
closed in like
we got
have
kicked
a theme
out
park
of.
It's gross.
We got kicked off the roller coaster there.
Nice.
My dad kept photographing things.
Yeah, they have Nickelodeon Universe in the middle of the mall. It's got like three coasters. It's ridiculous.
Shit.
Oh, it changed to Nickelodeon.
Wow.
It used to be
Camp Snoopy.
Camp Snoopy. Yeah.
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 I
remember Camp Snoopy. They're in Dorney Park.
That was the first and only roller coaster I was ever on.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
And then I decided roller coasters aren't for me.
I love roller coasters.
I got a chance to go into the Microsoft store, which was kind of interesting. They had a whole bunch
Did you play Kinect?
I didn't play. They had a couple of Microsoft Surface tables, though. That was kind of interesting. I'd never seen one of those in person.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like basically nothing more than a giant iPad. I think Apple sort of stole the show by making it a mass market product before Microsoft could really...
Yeah,
sure.
Could really do the same with the
story of Microsoft's life.
Well, the really cool thing about the Surface is that it'll sync with devices that you place on top of it.
Sure.
So like a camera. Yeah. So like, you know, one of the big things they hyped was you put your camera on it and it kind of dumps your photos out onto the table as if they were like photographs.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Hey guys, can we pause the podcast for a second? My audio volume is changing without me asking it to. I think my Audacity setting is fucked up, and I don't want this to be I don't want that to be a headache for Nathan later. So let's all stop and then reclap into it, and I'm going to find the setting and make it fucking knock that off. Hold on.
You mean pause, right?
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop.
I'm pressing pause.
I'm recording. Sorry, I'm recording now too.
Wait, no, you guys paused? Oh.
All right, I will clap.
Snoopy.
If they care at all about their children or grandchildren, sometimes I doubt that. I think, you know, grandchildren now don't write a thank you for the Christmas presents. They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man, the Snoopy, Snoopy poop dog, and they don't like
it. So, yeah, I was in the Mall of America, and they had a 3DS at the Best Buy there. Surprisingly, they did not have one at the GameStop, either of the two GameStops, actually.
There are two GameStops in a single mall.
It's the Mall of America.
Yeah.
Jack.
There are two Bed Bath & Beyonds, and I saw a sign for a third one coming soon.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
There are two Abercrombies that are literally
two Bed Bath & Beyonds or two Bath & Body Works?
Oh, sorry. Bath & Body
Works. Because my crappy little...
That would be more impressive.
that would be a feat. My crappy little mall has two Bath & Body Works as well. I mean, that means there are two terrible stops along the mall walk.
Yeah. I mean, they have nice soaps.
Yeah, I can't stand the smell. I can't go in. It smells like Snoopy poop dog.
So the 3DS.
I got a chance to play with it a little bit, and you know, it is 3D. Like, I don't really have much to say about it because it is exactly what we have been saying for a while. But I did find that the effect took about 30 to 40 seconds for me to really feel like I was noticing actually enjoying it. The 3D slider bar, I have to have it about the halfway point because zoomed in all the way, it just sort of looks like a blurry mess.
Did your eyes feel dry after using it?
No, not really.
Yeah, I walked away from playing the 3DS, my eyes felt dry. Like, not hurting, just like my eyes are...
I'll be honest, I kind of had this after playing it for a while, like the first day or two, I would start to, look for depth in things. Like, I'd just be looking at the computer or, like reading something in the newspaper and just expect it to be, jumping off the page, like a little diorama.
So, would you say that the 3DS has changed the way you see the world?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I would. No, not really. It was like a kind of like a day or two adjustment period after using it a lot.
Sure.
I did play it a lot, so take that with a grain of salt, but it did kind of fuck with my head for a little bit.
No, I didn't notice anything. I guess the reason I asked was because the whole looking back and forth between the two screens thing, and I didn't notice anything really either, but then I only played it for
What games did you play?
All they had was Pilot Wings, and I played... Okay. Basically, I played the jet booster, the jetpack one, and I think I played one of the other ones, but I honestly forget which. I was kind of in a hurry because we had already been there for 6 hours at that point. We were both kind of ready to get going. but yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool. I can't wait to actually have the ability to hold it in my hands and not have it tethered to a display, which is at maybe belly button level.
Yeah.
But right. Anyway.
I mean, as far as other things that I really like about it, I think the circle pad is kind of a revelation. It's not that I've owned a PSP, but I've played a good deal of them, and I never liked that analog nub. And
I
the circle
either.
Pad just feels so good.
Yeah, the
yeah,
analog
really
nub, I feel like I could never quite... If I'm pushing it all the way, it's fine. But if I have to go in any sort of intermediary level, I just can't do it. So, sneak walking and Peace Walker was impossible.
Oh yeah!
I would end up just
playing
running.
Peace Walker.
I love
impossible.
The feel of the circle pad so much.
How does it handle more finite movements? So I only want to if I just want to walk as opposed to run.
I mean, it just feels like because it kind of has it feels like an analog stick.
Okay.
But you know, it feels like a good analog stick as opposed to the analog nub feeling like a shitty analog stick.
Okay.
Very precise.
I guess I will be satisfied with that.
All the included content, Face Raiders, as I already talked about, is really, really cool. The AR games, in all honesty, I'm a little, after, doing the target shooting one, which, I mean, they're cool, but it's one of those where, you better have the right lighting, you better be in this right setup, you better be in this ideal world. And if you're not, it just kind of sucks. In my new apartment... That I moved into recently, we don't really quite have it well lit yet, so I had trouble using the fucking AR games unless I was right underneath a lamp. It reminds me of Face Pilot on DSiWare, which is this game in which you would be in front of the camera on the DSi, and then you would move your face to, like, kind of steer a plane. And it would work. When it worked, it was a ton of fun. But I had to be in, like, this perfect world where it was well lit, and, like, you know, there was perfect contrast.
So it's,
that way
so it's like playing Castlevania Circle of the Moon on the original Game Boy Advance.
Kind of. I mean, it's all really cool with the AR stuff, and I've been screwing around with, like, pictures where, like, I'll have, like, friends holding the cards, and then I'll mess with, like, Samus so it looks like she's shooting him in the face.
Nice.
And, like, have, like, Pikmin coming out of his ears. Like, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. But it's also, like, stuff you could just do in Photoshop.
Right. Yeah, I saw some of the pictures you posted. They were pretty funny, but, yeah, it seems like cut and paste job.
I mean, it's like, it's really like the 3DS camera. I mean, it does cooler things, but, you know, it's still more the same. It's still like, you know, using little Photoshop stuff, which is good. I mean, like, Nintendo does it unlike anyone else. And I enjoyed messing around with the DSi photo stuff, but at the end of the day, it's not really that big of a deal. But what is kind of cool is all the StreetPass stuff, although I can't really test it all out because... I mean,
you live in North America.
I don't know anyone else with the system.
Well, you just have to start hanging around playgrounds.
Yeah,
is the solution.
I mean, I'm working on an article that I hope to finish by the end of the week about how I don't think StreetPass will ever really work. But the idea of it is so damn cool, and they have this one thing with Mii's. It's like I think it's the Mii Plaza, or like the StreetPass Mii Plaza, where it's kind of a way to, I guess, you know, meet new Mii's. And you can set up StreetPass on that. And what it does is that, like, as you pass by other Mii's, they'll help you out by either giving you a puzzle piece so that way you can, you know, get some puzzle, like, picture of Link. And that's in 3D, which is really lame. Or there's this little RPG that you can slowly work on by using either people that you pass by or play coins, which is the way that I'm using it. You get play coins by walking using your 3DS as a pedometer, but you can only get 10 play coins a day. So basically, my day involves of making sure I have the 3DS on me until I get those 10 play coins, and then I will not care if I'm walking with the 3DS for the rest of the day. And what you do is
How much walking does that take?
Not that long. Like usually when I'm at work, like, I mean, I walk around the office, but... like, by the end of, like, by midday, I will have had all the steps required. So,
What do those coins get you again?
Unlocks in games. Like, I know in, like, Super Monkey Ball and Lego Star Wars, you can get characters with that. It's an alternate unlock method. And with this Street Pass game, if you don't have people with Street Pass nearby, you can use these to get cats that will help you fight off ghosts and free your me. And along the way, you get hats for your me. And it's like the stupidest thing in the world, but it's so addicting in kind of like a Farmville-esque way.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
I got a Pikmin hat. I have a Mario hat. I have cat ears. It's great.
I hate the cat ears. Not just because they're related to cats, but I don't get it. Like, what's the deal? Does that people like that?
I guess.
I don't get
I
that
like
either.
The Mario hat. The Pikmin hat I haven't put on yet. I might.
You have to be like part furry if you want the cat ears. Or if you find it attractive. I guess it's neither here nor there. I'm sorry.
Neil, is the camera any better on the 3DS, or is it still kind of shitty?
It's still kind of shitty.
Okay.
Same as it ever was.
Does it have the Facebook posting stuff?
No, not yet. Okay. I assume if that's going to be in it, we'll probably get it in that May update.
Sure.
Because a lot of the online functionality, it's like you'll go to the internet browser, which is still on the main menu, and it'll just be like, wait until May, bitch.
Wow.
You thought you were getting this now? Forget it, bro.
I didn't think they'd actually say get May away with that language.
No, I don't know if it says May, but it does say, like, you have to wait for a system update.
Does it really say bitch?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
No, but in the instruction
you know what?
Manual,
Reggie must have wrote
like,
it.
Every instruction manual is littered with, like, wait until May to do this. Wait until May to do this. There's a system update coming in May.
Why didn't they release it in May?
Yeah. We didn't complete our product. Enjoy.
It's called, we wanted to have it out before the end of the fiscal year, so our shareholders...
You know, speaking of that, why didn't they release Pokemon Black and White until March 30th? Which is now pushed back even farther.
Oh, as far as the global link? Yeah, that is a bit of news. The Global Link, which is, you know, kind of a big section of Pokemon Black and White.
What is a Global Link? I'm sorry.
It's like you connect your game online. You can, you know, level up your characters in the way that you would in, and, like, get new Pokemon like you would on the Pokewalker, but on the internet using a Flash game. And it's also other stuff where you can go to this complete other section of the game called the Dream World. Yeah.
And I think that's how you import Pokemon from Pearl and Diamond and all those.
I think so. I mean, I haven't really gotten to the end game yet, so I'm not entirely sure. But the Global Link came out at launch with Pokemon Black and White in Japan, and it got totally overloaded and the servers crashed. So the reasoning for having it come out, you know, 3 weeks after the launch in North America was so they could prepare the servers and know how many people they're going to have, they're going to go on it, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
However, due to energy concerns, because they want to conserve energy following the earthquake, it's been delayed even further. So
to an unknown date, in fact.
Yes. That's kind of a bummer.
Wait
I
for
mean,
me
I
to hear.
Why.
That's a bummer, man.
Yeah, and 3DS, I guess I'll say some final stuff on games. Pilot Wings, I really, really like. I probably put about like 5 or 6 hours into it. I'm pretty much wrapping up with what I'm going to do with it right now. I went through all the missions. I intend to go back and try to platinum all the missions by getting 3 stars. So that should be cool. I don't know if you unlock anything at the end of that. And I'm really enjoying the free flight, even though the rewards for the getting all the stuff in the free flight are largely bullshit. It's like, look at this diorama in 3D of the hang glider. Yay.
But here's the thing that worries me about Pilot Wings. Does it feel in any way like it's half a game that they should
No, it feels like a full game. I don't know what the hell people are talking about. Like, I feel like I'm playing a different game than everyone else.
When I get a 3DS, I'm definitely going to get Pilot Wings. That's going to be the first thing. I mean, you know, provided whatever else is out, but I'm sure it'll be... Oh, it won't be cheap by then. Never mind.
Well, yeah. Neil, I think people have that idea because it's kind of a... It looks like Wii Sports Resort. I mean, it looks like
I mean, it's definitely more of a sequel to Wii Sports Resort than it is Pilot Wing 64. I mean, Pilot Wing 64 came out, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, this is a sequel to the Air Sports section of Wii Sports Resort.
Is the map really tiny?
The map is the fucking
island. It's
Woohoo
Island, right?
Resort. Yeah.
I never played Wii Sports Resort. Is the map tiny?
It's not that tiny.
No, it's not too small.
Like, there's a lot of nooks and crannies. It's a fun place to explore.
Okay,
like, I mean, and I played a lot of the Air Sports game in Wii Sports Resort, and this is not boring to me.
Yeah, but...
Because it's still, like, at the end of the day, like, it doesn't matter what the island is. It's not like, you know, exploring it's going to be drastically different. Like, they could have had an entirely different island. And
well, they could have put dinosaurs on it, and then it would... I would definitely have a 3DS right now. All right.
Yeah.
So I couldn't have it right now.
Or pterosaurs flying around with you.
Yes.
I mean, they're
they can make they can make that Goose movie, Fly Away Home, but with pterosaurs.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
We could wistfully, you know, rattle off things that we wish were in Pilot Wings, but we could wistfully... list off things that we want in every game. Like,
yeah,
oh yeah, it'd be great,
fun.
If you fly around the Mushroom Kingdom. Like, that'd be really cool.
No, that would be kind of lame, Neil. That place is 2D.
The Mushroom Kingdom changes every game.
But
it'd be cool if you could fly
Paper
around
Mario
Jurassic
Land.
Park.
Yeah, exactly. Da 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 da.
Can we just make Pilot Wings Jurassic Park?
What?
Da da da.
Pilot Wings Jurassic Park. Coming in 2020.
I think, you know, I'm not saying that the games that are coming out for 3DS at launch and in the launch window don't look fun. It's not that they don't look fun. It's like the least surprising lineup of games I've ever seen. It is almost, it's like even the games that are like entirely new content is like the 8th version of Dead or Alive. Like, you know,
right.
Street Fighter is pretty much
a
direct
like,
port.
Kind of
ports
in games that we've seen before. I mean, that's what I was talking about earlier about like them being a lot of niche titles. Is that there really is no like definitive like this
no
game
Mario
is
game.
Really cool. You should play it right now.
There's like nothing. There's nothing new. Nothing exciting. There's Steel Diver. That's the only thing that's new, and I don't really care about it. So like
yeah.
I wish I could play Steel Diver, but Nintendo ran out of a product for Steel Diver and Nintendogs. Well, all their first party games. So we only have
the 3DS.
Right now. We'll be getting the other two post launch.
The 3DS is begging for like a really competent 2D platformer, and it's just not there. Like a Kirby or a new Mario, which I'm sure is, you know, is coming.
Or just Animal
new
Crossing.
Mario is coming.
Animal Crossing could be cool if they do it right.
It'll suck. It's going to suck. I'm just keeping my hopes way down for this one because I really want it to be good.
I think what they should do with Animal Crossing is make the perspective so that you're constantly walking around a globe.
They should put it in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, Paper Mario Land. But,
Mario. Bringing it down.
What other games are there? Ghost Recon looks cool. Ridge
Street
Racer
Fighter actually looks good. I mean, Street Fighter.
Street Fighter is wonderful. It's Street Fighter on the 3DS.
It's a known commodity.
The online infrastructure was awesome, but there's only one online game to play.
What do you mean?
Like, as far as like the friends list and everything, like it's very Xbox Live-y. You have your me avatar, and you can look to see what your friends are doing right then.
Right.
You can't.
Is there any voice chat?
You're talking about Street Fighter being the only game, right?
It's the only online game.
Okay, I thought you meant there was only one mode, and I'm like, I don't see a problem in that.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant too.
Fighting.
Actually,
it's just
fun.
Why don't they just put this in the Mushroom Kingdom? I'm sorry.
Mario Land.
Does the 3DS have any sort of like Does the 3DS have any sort of like MP3 playback? Like, can you use it as
No. I mean, the DSi sound crap is virtually unchanged. Like, you can put MP3s on the SD card and knock yourself out. You shut that lid, it'll stop playing.
Stupid.
Gotcha. What the fuck?
Stupid.
However, all the visualizers are awesome. They're like, especially in 3D.
I mean, don't like
you can
this
play
is...
a Game & Watch game on the visualizer.
Okay, the person that's going to use a 3DS to listen to music is probably like a junior higher, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to have to walk around with the system open in their pocket. Like, don't they already have enough problems with, like, walking around pitching tents?
Well, their pants are always sagging down. They're listening to...
Listen, kid, don't wear sweatpants. Just don't. And unless they come out with the 3DS XL, then you listen.
There you go.
They could have made it like a Zune and use Street Pass to trade your worst songs and music collection with your friends.
To
squirt
your
worst
songs. I have no means to test it, but I'm pretty sure that's what you can do with Street Pass is put up songs and
awesome.
You pass by
they,
people. You
they could
have
made
songs.
It like a Zune and have a feature that a small static charge does a complete hard reset of the device in your pocket.
So, Neil, is there any sort of shop whatsoever? Can you get DSiWare games? Can you get anything yet?
No.
My God.
I thought I had read somewhere that you could buy DSiWare games at launch, but you couldn't transfer your existing ones until May. But that's not correct, apparently.
That is poopy.
Indeed.
Zach, are you thinking Snoopy, Snoopy, Snoop Dogg?
Maybe.
Snoopy, Snoopy, Poop Dogg.
Did you get the black one or the blue one? I forget.
I got the black one.
That's
the one
I got, too.
It doesn't really look like a fucking taco. I don't know what you guys are all talking about.
It doesn't look like a taco. It looks like an ugly sandwich.
It doesn't look like a sandwich.
That's the black one. The black one should look like black. I mean, the blue one has different shades of blue, but does the black one have different shades of black?
Yes.
Well,
it's not all black.
Right now, yeah, it's got black, and then like the bottom part is gray, because it has that gradient.
Oh. Wow. I hadn't noticed that. But then I don't have my system yet.
Yeah.
That's no, I'm getting the system primarily just to be able to review some of the launch games because I want to be like involved in the conversation. But man, I look at that like launch window lineup and I couldn't care less about almost any of that. DOA looks kind of fun.
That's what I'm buying.
I'd prefer a Soul Calibur game, to be honest.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, I'll take what I can get. And, you know, I'm a Street Fighter fan. I would play Street Fighter on it. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not, like, that crazy about Street Fighter. I enjoy it. I'd rather have a downloadable version of Street Fighter than a disc-based version.
Yep.
Or a cart-based version, I guess.
Did you know that the Dead or Alive game will have a photography mode?
Oh, God, Zag. No, I didn't know that.
What would you do with that, Zag?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to say.
Cool.
Does it come with an AR card so you can put yourself on the couch next to, like, I don't know.
Hitomi?
Some random chick from DOA that I don't know about.
Amazing. That would be so amazing.
Are they talking about doing more more AR cards later on?
I don't know. I mean, you can use the AR cards to do different things in games, depending on what they want you to do. Like, in Nintendogs, you can do stuff with it. We have Danny Bivens wrote an article on the site about it.
Yeah.
What's nice about Dead or Alive is that it's going to support Street Pass DLC.
Okay, okay. Mm.
With downloadable costumes, like, just did you get them?
You just get them. Cool. Cool. No, I'm looking forward to getting the hardware, but I can't say I'm looking forward to getting a game with the hardware.
I mean, the hardware, you got a lot of stuff to play around with on it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you'll have a couple games for review to do, so it's not like you'll be totally without games.
Yep, that's kind of the idea.
Are you stocked up now, Andy? Are you ready to go out and buy it on day one?
Oh, I have it. I've had it pre-ordered from Amazon for about a month now.
Oh, nice.
And it's paid off with gift cards.
Oh, even better.
I just bought gift cards myself and used them to pay down the balance.
Oh, cool.
It's easier to kind of do it in chunks than try to pretend you don't have the money for a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to have to make some hard decisions here.
It would be nice if Amazon let you pay directly from PayPal, but instead I had to just cash out PayPal and buy gift cards. But you know, worst things have happened.
Indeed.
Yep.
You should talk about that shitty DS game you've been playing, Andy.
I think I mentioned this on the show probably when I first got it, like about a month ago. This is a review that's well past due. It's Remote Racers from Cubic Games, who are the same developers that brought you the previous DSiWare game called AI Race, I believe it was. It's so bad. This is the worst video game I've played in a long time. It's a very much a Mario Kart style racer. It's got actually a pretty competent 3D engine. The levels are a little bland, but you know the frame rate's solid and the levels they're like colorful enough, I guess. But the driving mechanics, oh my god, it's kind of like driving a remote control car with a 100-pound weight tied to the front end and a really powerful engine. So that basically everything you do causes you to drive in a circle. And on top of that, if you run into a wall, and you will, and you try to use reverse to back up, the camera swings around to the front of your car and then waits for you to drive forward again to swing around to the back, meaning that when you back up your car and then start going forward again, you don't actually have any idea where you're going for like at least 2 seconds. It's pretty much unplayable. Like, I unlocked one or two of the unlockables. Basically, you start off with one vehicle, and you have to unlock pretty much all of the content in the game. There's only two kinds of racing. There's a race against computer players, because there's no multiplayer. And there's time attack mode. And basically, you unlock the rest of the vehicles by playing through either single racing on any of those modes or doing a tournament, which just alternates between the two. For each vehicle. And I unlocked a little bit of the content, but I found it so infuriating to unlock more of it after about an hour or two of playing that I just stopped and started writing the review. At a certain point, a game can't be played any longer, and that game was one of them. It has a fair amount of content. I mean, it's got 8 vehicles. It's got, you know, I think it's got about 5 or 6 tracks. Not very many, but some. Here's a sign. When you have a DSiWare game that has, or a game on the DS at all, really, that's got a main menu that consists on the touchscreen of 3 icons with no description whatsoever, but you can't use the stylus to select them, that's a bad sign. You have to use the D-pad to circle through the 3 icons. And on top of that, like, and the icons don't tell you what they do. Even when I went to the instructions that came with the game, I had to read them about 2 or 3 times to understand what exactly it was that I was getting myself into, because there's 3 icons but only 2 game modes. So basically, the tournament mode alternates between the 2 game modes, and then you can pick either of them separately from the main menu. So it's bizarre.
Wow.
It's really bad. And it's like 500 points, so it's not like dirt cheap or anything. I mentioned this in the review that I wrote up, which should be on the site hopefully in a few days from when we're recording this, meaning you've likely already read it, right? But like, a driving game doesn't have to have a lot of stuff in it to be fun. Like, I think about some of my favorite games of the last, you know, my favorite pick-up and play games are like Super Off-Road or like RC Pro-AM. Those games are a lot of fun, and there's nothing to them other than keep winning to keep playing. That's all you got to do to make a racing game fun, is make the mechanic fun And if you don't have the time to put the features in, then don't put the features in. But if you got to make the game fun first.
Do you feel like maybe it should have been a tower defense game?
I kind of feel like maybe it should have been a canceled project. It should have fallen under the category of canceled project, or perhaps game that was only 5% into development. But I don't know. I'm done with it. I've been putting off reviewing it for so long, mainly because every single time I boot it up, I play for 15 minutes max, and I just get the shivers and quit because it's so irritating. But now it's finally behind me, so I can get back to doing more important things like watching UPS tracking numbers of 3DS pre-order. Things like that. But, yeah, that's really all I've been playing. I haven't been playing much lately. I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show or not, but I've been telling you guys behind the scenes that I'm kind of feeling a little bit of video game burnout lately, so I haven't played a whole lot lately.
Uh-oh. You should see your pastor about that.
I should see someone about that.
Someone. Or your doctor.
I'm starting to get the itch to replay Kirby's Canvas Curse, so I may do that. And I never did finish Cave Story. I realized that I got to the first potential ending of the game, and all I had to do for it not to be the ending was just not stop playing. As it turns out, there's a very simple way to make that not the ending of the game. So I need to keep going. But I'm at the point in Cave Story now where it's getting really difficult, and I keep dying so often that I'm getting a little bit too frustrated to keep playing for long periods of time. So I need to kind of power through that a little bit, because I still really enjoy the game. It's still really fantastic. But that's all I got. Don't buy Remote Racers. And I'm sorry I've wasted so much of your time talking about it.
Handy tip.
Yes. Pro tip.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So, Zach.
Hey.
Did you get something you wanted to talk about, I heard?
Sure. Although you guys were dissing me off the air.
I was distracted, so I didn't really hear what was going on. I just heard that they were making fun of
me.
This
will be new to you.
I dissed you a little bit.
Yay.
So a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, when I was a young man.
And liked shitty video games.
And liked shitty video games, because what else was there?
But you loved the Ninja Turtles.
I love the fucking Ninja Turtles.
You didn't.
Exactly. I used to own a copy of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, produced by Ultra Games, which is really Konami, or developed by, from 1988.
Yeah, the original NES game.
Original Castlevania-like, impossible-to-play NES game.
Which is known for its absurd difficulty.
Absurd.
But kick-ass.
Oh, I played this.
Really, really dope music.
Yeah. Great music,
yeah.
And besides a few choke point levels, I think it's actually not a bad game.
I agree, actually.
I always liked in the beginning,
I also
trying to go balls out and pass by the truck in that first area.
I also played that game a lot when I was a kid. I mean, yeah, the damn level is awful. I never beat the game, and I tried actually a lot.
I got
to the Technodrome a few times.
I think I got to the Technodrome.
Yeah, I've got deep into the Technodrome, but I never got to Shredder.
No, yeah, it's a hell of a game. I mean, I know it has a reputation for being way too hard and not very much fun, but I played a lot of it when I was a kid, and I have fond memories of it, although with those fond memories comes no desire whatsoever to play it again.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I wasn't allowed to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when I was a kid.
Why, because they were too edgy?
I guess.
You mean the cartoon?
Yeah.
The cartoon that was basically a half hour of terrible puns.
Half-hour pizza commercial.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, dude, I really love pizza, probably because of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Me too.
I had the action figures. I had the underwear.
But you couldn't watch the show, huh?
Please, these ninjas are into pepperoni and cheese.
But yeah, I mean, like, I was saying about how the game's really bad, but I mean, it is, but I still have fond memories of it because it was a Turtles game when I was younger, and I played it.
Exactly.
I don't really want to go and play it now because I remember being very frustrated as a kid, but it's still the Turtles, and it still has really good music.
I know. If you want
to
play
understand.
It, it's on the virtual console for some reason, 600
well,
points.
Well, probably because it's the Turtles.
Licensing tax. What I don't understand was if they're going to put out a Turtles game, wasn't it to tie in with the movie, like back in 07?
There was a tie-in, but it was its own game.
Yeah, and this came out on virtual console.
Wasn't the virtual console release of the original game meant to sort of tie in with?
I believe so.
Sort of the marketing
probably,
of the movie.
Yeah, probably.
What I don't understand is if they're going to do that, and it's not a bad move, but if they're going to do that, why put that one out?
Yeah, why not put? I think Xbox must have or Microsoft must have exclusive rights to the second game.
Okay, that's one of them.
The arcade game, which is amazing.
I think some of the rights are tied up in more than just Konami and whoever owns the Turtles rights.
Now it's Nickelodeon.
Well, I mean, Ubisoft owns the game rights.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But Nickelodeon owns the property rights, doesn't have to go through them, too.
I think whenever the contract's up. It's like how you have the Marvel movies. Actually, I think Marvel did a deal, or at least now that Marvel is owned by Disney... like how there's still the Universal Studios.
Really? What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know
that's
that, Zach?
That's a travesty.
Well, I mean, now Disney owns Marvel, but you still have, like, Universal Studios Islands of Adventure has a Marvel section, and I think will until whenever that contract expires, just like how, you know, Spider-Man's movie rights are owned by Sony, X-Men by 20th Century Fox, and actually Paramount, Marvel and Disney, I guess, renegotiated a deal with them, so that way Paramount's kind of losing out on distributing the Thor and Avengers movies. I think they're doing Thor and Captain America this year, but then after that, they're getting a very reduced role.
Interesting.
But it's something where Nickelodeon owning the Turtles property, it's not going to change everything overnight because there's a lot of business and paperwork.
Right. Well, I understand Andy's question. Why wouldn't they put out one of the better
What the hell happened to Manhattan Project? Like,
so good.
No kidding. Isn't
it supposed to be the best?
It is.
What? I remember I got the second one, the arcade game, and the NES Advantage for the same Christmas. Those two things are like so etched together in my mind.
I love the arcade game. I played Turtles in Time with TYP at PAX East. I love that game. It was, when I got my
Genesis?
Super Nintendo, it was the first game I went and
the
got.
The Hyperstone Heist.
Yeah. I loved that one.
Yep. Which is like a weird, bastardized
version. It took the assets
of,
from Turtles in Time and put them in shitty environments.
Huh.
Shitty environments? How are they different, really? I don't remember them being that different.
Well, they were just, you know how in, the backgrounds were just very same.
I mean, not saying that Hyperstone Heist is a bad game. It's just, I guess, graphically inferior to the Super Nintendo Turtles in Time.
It's a Genesis game.
Yeah.
So that'll happen.
It was a lot brighter.
Yeah.
But I kind of wish they'd make Ninja Turtle games like this game more often, just better.
Yeah.
Because, they're all brawlers, and that's great, but...
How was the 2007 game from that movie? Because it looked kind of cool.
I recall hearing that
I've
it wasn't
heard
that
mixed
bad.
Things. I've heard that the boss fights are just wars.
Big Apple, 3 a.m.
The movie was better than I remember. I remember thinking the movie was actually better than I expected.
I have that movie. You know what bugged me about the movie? They never took off their masks or knee pads.
I love that movie.
Like, that's how they sleep.
I think the CG movie is really underrated.
Oh, I love it. And they were going to make a sequel until Nickelodeon went and bought the rights.
I'm not sure it's rated at all. No one ever talks about it. It just kind of gets ignored.
Yeah, well, it's certainly better than Ninja Turtles 3.
I think maybe it got written off as sort of a nostalgia cash-in.
I was so excited for that movie. And it did not let me down at all. I thought the new movie was excellent.
Me neither. You know what? I saw that movie and 300 on the same day. I like Ninja Turtles more.
I do too.
I still haven't seen 300 actually.
It's actually really good. It just.
I saw a bit of it. There was
a weird girl, certainly a bro-y movie.
Dancing around, and there was a wolf.
Yep.
That's about as far as I got.
That was the first 10 minutes of the movie. Good, yeah.
Yep. You're thinking of Dances with Wolves, I think.
I think I'm thinking of Hatchet.
That's a weird movie.
Hatchet?
I don't know what goes on.
Or the horror movie that came out a couple years ago?
I think the children's book.
Ah, okay.
It's hard to say for sure.
Snoop Poopy Poop.
Kids walking around listening to the Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog. I love that.
Anyway, to go back to my point here real quick, I have the game on the Virtual Console. When I had a Nintendo back when I was like 10, I had a friend gave me the cartridge. My Nintendo has since gone under for many years, and I walked into a comic shop on Saturday. I saw a sealed copy of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the NES, and today I went in and bought it.
Nice job.
I will never take it out of the box. Partially because I don't have an NES.
I'm sorry.
Are you slow clapping?
That was a slow clap. It probably didn't sound like it, did it?
Could have been a lot of things.
Speaking of things that are maybe someday worth some money, at the Mall of America, they had a video game, a used video game seller as one of those little like center aisle mall stands. The guy was selling a non-greatest hits copy of Final Fantasy VIII for over $100.
Are you high?
Holy crap.
That can't be a thing that's worth that much
money. No.
Loose cartridge for
$40.
Oh my gosh.
He had a greatest hits one that was like $40, but he was selling the black label one for like over like $129. And I was like, that can't be a thing that actually is worth that much money. That
things,
doesn't make any sense.
Like, I would not call myself like a hardcore video game collector, but you know, whenever I do see something, like they'll have like stands at like you know, conventions, or if I go to different stores, and there's always a few games I'll look for to be like, all right, if this is overpriced, then it's probably no prices here are good. And I didn't even find one of my token games. I just noticed Mega Man Soccer for $40, and I was just like, screw that.
Yeah. Like, it's not even a very good game.
Yeah, it's a shitty game. Like, I actually own that game, and I got it for, I think, $5.
Huh.
But,
well, at this same comic shop a few months ago, maybe it was because it was around Christmas, they had Chrono Trigger for the SNES loose cartridge for, like, $50.
With the DS, that just should have went down in price. But I remember I got my copy of Chrono Trigger probably around, like, 2003, 2004 for about $40 on eBay.
You mean the DS game?
No. The Super Nintendo. This is like 7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
The DS game is pretty rare in its own right, isn't it?
Not really. Yeah, I think you can get it off of Amazon for $20.
Okay.
I don't think it's like super box art defined, on that, but that thing dropped in price.
The box art on that game is just hideous.
I agree. I mean, it's a great game. Like, I actually lent it to a friend of mine because I sold him my old DS Fat because I still had that. And he's never played Chrono Trigger, so I lent it to him. I'll have to see if he likes it. I don't know if he's been playing it or not.
I still have to beat it.
Yeah, I haven't beaten the DS version either. It was just one of those things that I got and played a couple hours into and was like, man, I like that game. I feel good about things, and I haven't touched it since.
I don't think I can beat the fight in the castle with the baby laughing.
What?
You're walking through, the frog is with you again, and every 5 seconds there's like a
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You fight the guy and he has this little soliloquy, and I can't beat it. I'm just stuck.
Oh yeah.
Because of the baby or because he's hard?
Both. By the time I get to him, I am so thoroughly demoralized that I can't.
That game
beat him.
Is so freaking yeah. good.
I love it. I can't do anything about it, though. That sounds
it might good. Be one of my top 10 DS games.
Oh, yeah, you should submit that list, Zach.
I really should.
Oh, shoot. I got to
beat you guys.
I got to do that. I'm sorry.
Hey, Neil, how many Pokemon games can I put on that list?
As many as you want.
Oh, yeah.
I think that might be a newscast.
I think you might be right.
I think we newscasted it up.
There it goes.
It was a good time, guys. I hope we can do it again next week.
I had
hope
fun.
So.
Yeah.
Next week, I'll have a 3DS.
Ooh,
it'll
we'll
be fantastic.
All
maybe I'll have a 3DS, too.
I won't.
And maybe Nathan won't.
I for definitely will not. 100% certain.
So,
no.
Really, Zach,
Nathan,
you're seriously
Nathan,
considering
look,
getting a 3DS on Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Of you fuckers and your features.
That's so awesome.
Zach, I heard that they're doing a buy one, get one half off sale on 3DS games at Toys R Us.
They are.
You're lying to me right now. You are lying to me.
No, they
I
are.
I read that on joystick.com.
Oh, my
you should
God.
Read about it on NintendoWorldReport.com, so one of you guys should write up that story.
I must say, did we post that story? I don't think we posted
Yeah, we haven't.
Story.
You should write it up,
Walmart
Andy,
story.
Since you found it.
I wrote I wrote a review. I wrote a feature post tonight.
So,
and
Zach,
I,
haven't you read a news story?
Edited another article. I am burned out.
I wrote a nothing.
You slacker.
So,
I know.
Inside baseball.
I know.
All right. Let's finish this episode. It was nice talking to y'all.
Put the nail in.
See you next week.
Rate us on iTunes.
Bye.
Do that. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, bye. Let me see. Where is the stop button? I have to close all my windows. You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream. Away, turn me on. There it is.
This is gonna make it a pain. Okay. Could we not? Okay. Okay. Someone clapped out. Someone clap.